morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 6th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Bean Day. This cheerful day celebrates the humble bean, a versatile source of plant protein, fiber, and flavor that brings cultures together in stews, salads, and hearty comfort dishes. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 1+ foot waves. Conditions are fair as we move into the morning, with winds sideshore at 2 miles per hour. By midday, expect waves to hold around 1 to 2 feet, as winds shift onshore at 3 miles per hour. The tide is coming in, so keep an eye on it. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5.5 feet at 10:30 a.m., followed by a -0.5 foot low tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off favorable with clean waves around 2 to 3 feet on Wednesday. Thursday sees a steady increase, with clean sets reaching 3+ feet and fair conditions later in the day. By Friday, the surf settles back to 2 feet, remaining clean but less consistent, making Thursday the standout day for surf enthusiasts. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 58 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:55. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 63, and a light southeast breeze around 5 miles per hour, though there is a slight chance of rain showers after 4 p.m. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a low of 54, and a slight chance of rain showers as well, with a gentle northeast wind also around 5 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday has a slight chance of morning rain showers before 10 a.m., then turns partly sunny with a high near 61 and a northwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour. Thursday and Friday will be mostly to mostly sunny, with highs near 61 to 63 and mild nights in the low 50s. Saturday looks sunny and a bit warmer, with highs near 65 and a mostly clear night near 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, exciting news for La Jolla residents, as a new Goodwill retail store will soon open its doors. The grand opening is scheduled for Wednesday, January 21st at 9 in the morning, located at 7849 Herschel Avenue. Attendees can look forward to giveaways, gift cards, and exclusive discounts throughout the morning. This modern store aims to provide a convenient shopping experience for those seeking secondhand goods, while supporting Goodwill's mission of philanthropy. Tony Giffen, President and Chief Executive Officer of Goodwill San Diego and Imperial Counties, emphasizes that every purchase helps fund employment and training opportunities for people with disabilities and other barriers. Now on to sports. As 3 first-year coaches prepare their teams to kick off the playoffs this week, 6 franchises begin the offseason hoping to find the right man for their job. Four head coaches were fired since the regular season wrapped, including Kevin Stefanski from the Browns, Jonathan Gannon from the Cardinals, Pete Carroll from the Raiders, and Raheem Morris from the Falcons. The Tennessee Titans and New York Giants had a head start by dismissing coaches during the season. Joe Schoen, the general manager of the Giants, sees a sense of longing as other teams find success with new coaches. The Raiders have the first overall pick in the draft for the first time since drafting Jamarcus Russell in 2007. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers caught a serious injury scare in their Week 18 matchup against the Denver Broncos. Standout cornerback Dante Jackson went down with an ankle injury but was cleared to return, which is a huge relief for Chargers fans. While there is no concrete indication Jackson will be available for the wild card round against the New England Patriots, signs point in that direction. Jackson has been integral to the success of a secondary that allowed the fifth fewest total passing yards this season. Having him healthy could be the crucial factor in their defense against the Patriots' elite passing offense. In top news, San Francisco's mayor has signed an ordinance establishing a reparations fund for Black residents. A move supporters say acknowledges historic harm. While it creates a framework, it does not allocate any city money for direct payments, raising concerns about legal risks and bureaucracy. Mayor Daniel Lurie emphasized the city's fiscal constraints, stating, "We are not allocating money to this fund with a historic $1 billion deficit." Supporters argue it is an important acknowledgement of historic injustices, while critics warn it could lead to unnecessary costs and legal challenges. The fund is open to private donations, and if money becomes available, it will support eligible recipients. In business news, Zillow's chief executive officer, Jeremy Waxman, is preparing for another slow year in the United States housing market. The company, valued at $16 billion, is focusing more on transactions, which Waxman describes as a better business to be in. Despite challenges, Zillow remains a dominant force in real estate, with approximately $2.2 billion in revenue reported for 2024. Waxman emphasizes the importance of adapting to keep real estate agents satisfied, as they contribute around 70% of Zillow's revenue. He acknowledges the current market's affordability issues, predicting modest growth in 2026. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1%, to about $94,000. Ethereum is up 1%, to about $3,000. And XRP is up 11%, to $2.39. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. NVIDIA is announcing its humanoid robot plans and self-driving car technologies at CES 2026. In Las Vegas, the company is showcasing its latest robotics advancements as the tech industry pushes to create humanoid robots. CTO Jensen Huang revealed that multiple firms, including Boston Dynamics and Caterpillar, are utilizing NVIDIA's robotics technologies. NVIDIA claims that physical artificial intelligence could revolutionize the $50 trillion manufacturing and logistics industries. Additionally, the company unveiled a new family of models for self-driving cars called Alfa Romeo. This model uses a chain-of-thought reasoning-based vision language action model to recognize unique driving situations. NVIDIA aims to enhance self-driving vehicle technologies over time, helping developers refine their AI models. And in entertainment news, Oscar predictions feature clear frontrunners with plenty of room for chaos. As the nominations approach, unexpected films like Richard Linklater's Blue Moon are gaining traction. Joseph Kosinski's F1 is testing the race's edges, while international contenders like Sentimental Value remain in play. With momentum building for Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, the race continues to evolve. Stay tuned for updated predictions and upcoming nominations. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry Adams. And he said, "Chaos was the law of nature. Order was the dream of man." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.